You're listening to SBS News.
Patrick Lloyd believes the time is right to upgrade.
We found a terrace, which is a complete renovation job to move into. We found that and we thought it was the right time to move on that. So we've kind of purchased that and we're now kind of looking to sell this at what we're hoping is the right time.
He's seeking to sell his two-bedroom apartment in inner Sydney.
We decided to go off-market purely because it was a much more targeted approach with an agent bringing through kind of very interested buyers in the area.
Mr. Lloyd paid $700,000 for it 7 years ago and completely remodeled it. He says he's happy to get the best possible price.
We're really confident we'll sell the place because it's so unique and it's in such good condition. So we're not stressed. It's just now a matter of trying to get the best possible price.
He's hoping for something above $1.1 million. Patrick is selling at a time when market sentiment seems to be turning. Last week, auction clearance rates hit a six-month high, while the banking regulator proposed to continue to relax lending rules. The Morrison government's re-election means no change to negative gearing, while it has promised to assist first home buyers purchasing with a 5% deposit. And next week, the Reserve Bank is expecting to cut official interest rates for the first time in nearly 3 years. But is that growing list enough to stop the recent house price slide? Westpac senior economist Matthew Hassan doesn't necessarily think so.
Look, it's very likely to slow the correction in prices, and we think there's a good chance that if we see this sustained, the market should stabilise over the next few months. We think there'll still be some price slippage.
Mr. Hassan says the initial bounce in auction clearance rates comes from a low base and that the market has a bit to digest in terms of unsold stock.
Our concern is that affordability is still not really great. We're not in a situation where affordability is driving a big lift in owner-occupier demand. So near-term, clearly investors are going to be a little bit more positive.
Nerida Connersby, chief economist at REA Group, which owns real estate search website realestate.com.au, says they haven't been busier than normal either.
We get over 80 million visits per month. So we do get a very clear idea as to what is happening to sentiment. We also get a clear idea in terms of what people are searching for. At the moment, search activity hasn't picked up.
It suggests buyers may still be on the sidelines, although Ms. Connersby says search activity does pick up with an interest rate cut. The Reserve Bank is expected to reduce the cash rate by 0.25% on Tuesday.
The banks are highly likely to pass the rate cut off in full. The main reason being is that there is very poor sentiment towards banks at the moment, primarily because of the Royal Commission.
But Westpac's Matthew Hassan says what the market really needs to see before prices start to rise is a clear bottom.
Time is the main thing here. We need to see that improvement in incomes, a more sustained improvement in affordability that sees that owner-occupied demand come through.
Matt Kinnellan, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.